Doomball.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first in what we hope is a long line of Goonblog podcasts. I'm Dave, and this is Chris.
Hey, good day, eh?
How are you now?
Oh, good, eh?
How are you now, eh? I sort of think that we should have, like, done the intro to Peter's Donuts.
Yes.
Like, here we are at Goonblog Podcast. Oh, take off, we are not. We are. Thanks for blowing it.
Or at least, like, the theme song, you know, the coo, 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 coo.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll do that.
We're a little prepared.
Next time we'll do that. So this is me and Chris and a microphone and my bedroom, and we are about...
A big boy bedroom
a
now.
A big boy bedroom, yep.
Decorations.
I took down the Carlitos Way poster.
A beauty Canadian flag, though.
Yep, there's a Canadian flag in here. Chris and I went to high school together, but I moved down here from Ottawa when I was about 13 years old. So we've been working on this podcast for the better part of 20 years now. We figured it was time we laid some tracks down. You know what I mean?
Word.
So we're about 10 minutes away from the preseason Bruins-Rangers game. We basically just have to leave the door, turn left, and we are at the Bank North Garden. So we figured today was an appropriate date to kick this bastard off.
Stopping, of course, for poppers at Sports Grill Boston.
Yep, Sports Grill Boston, we're big fans of that, and I definitely would rub jalapeno poppers all over my chest, given the chance.
In a future podcast, I think I should tell the story of when I introduced myself to Colton Orr after about 912 Molsons. He was very cordial. I've said a million times that they're, you know, pro hockey players are the most approachable group, and he was very cordial, and we talked a little bit about fighters and enforcers, and as a good segue, he'll be in the building today. Final tune-up for both clubs. I don't think you're going to see too much movement on either roster. I know that Lessard got called back up from New York. From Hartford, rather, to New York. They want to probably take another look at him. And then, of course, you got Colton Orr, who I think got an absolute raw deal by the Bruins management last year. I mean, the kid worked his ass off. Can I say ass?
You can say whatever you want, man. This is going to be an R-rated podcast.
He worked his ass off for Providence for all those years, and then he finally makes
it. He fucking worked his ass off.
He did. I mean, he built a reputation in the American League as one of the toughest kids out there. And, he gets up with the big club. He had a couple of really good fights. Last year, he absolutely killed Bielak in that Toronto game we went to.
Yep.
Who was the kid from? Eric Cairns. He absolutely hammered. The kid really did a lot to stake his reputation as an NHL enforcer. And Boston just, you know, caught him. They caught him and they got picked up by the Rangers. So... He'll be back.
What's the we were talking about this earlier. What's the anticipated fight today?
Anticipated fight, I would think, is probably going to be Colton Orr and Wade Brookbank.
Yeah. Brookbank.
Brookbank is really the only guy on Boston's roster right now that can chuck him. He's a real tweener. It was dicey at best on him staying with the big club.
Yeah.
And he's done that. He's been doing any of the heavy lifting for the Bruins in the preseason. He had two fights in the Devils game that I was at the Songhus. Great one punch on Danny Lacator, former Bruin. And, the other dust up he had wasn't much to speak of. But if there's going to be any fights at all today, I would expect it's probably going to be Orr and Brookbank.
Now, Chris, you go to pretty much every single Lowell Devils game.
Yeah.
And we won't get into why, but how do you feel about the new name and the new franchise? Did they change the name? Did they just change the branding? Is there a new owner? What's going on there?
Well, there is a new owner. They're now owned by the New Jersey Devils, so it's a National Hockey League operation. I can tell you that everybody on the staff there seems very stressed out. I don't know what's going on, but it's a whole new attitude, and I think they're trying to turn around the mom and pop operation of the American League and turn it into an NHL type franchise.
Okay.
So the former owner, Elkin McCallum, is still, I think, a 20% partner, but it's mostly NHL owned by the New Jersey Devils, to the point where, you know, you go to get merchandise and it's all New Jersey Devils stuff. So,
really?
Yeah, they do have some Lowell Devils stuff, but it's mostly New Jersey stuff. They even wore last night in their preseason game the Lowell Devils wore New Jersey Devils uniforms. So I think that's going to have a big influence being an NHL type club. It's totally different. It's, you know, it's the all new look Lowell Devils. It's not just a name change. It's a whole different set of circumstances there in Lowell. So
tell me about the tough guy you met last night. What's his name?
Oh, Pierre. You know, like I said, you know you're French Canadian when you have two hyphenated names. It's Pierre Luc Letourneau Lalonde. Yeah, Lalonde. So he's got a reputation in the American League. He was Cam Jansen's protege last year in Albany before Jansen got called up to the show, and I think Jansen's going to stick up there. So I met him briefly last night. He's very French Canadian there, and he say he can only take them two at a time. And I said, asked him why he wasn't playing, and he said Portland doesn't really have any tough guy, you know, there. Trevor Gilley not playing, so save it for the opener there. So
you cocksucker.
Exactly. So, and they, you know, they better be ready for Albany next Saturday, because Albany has just absolutely, Tom Rowe for years said in Lowell that he wanted a tougher brand of hockey, and I think it took a move to Albany for him to finally get it. So
good. Well, listen, we're getting kind of hungry and kind of thirsty, so we're going to move on over to Sports Grill Boston, which for those of you who don't know is on Canal Street, right across from the Bank North Garden. We're going to have some jalapeno poppers. Some Molson Canadian drafts.
Some wings, too.
And we're taking with us a little digital voice recorder, so we're going to continue to broadcast from the bar and from the game. And then we're going to edit it all together into a hopefully relatively listenable mess. And we will get back to you soon.
Good day.
Good day.